I think perhaps maybe we should start sending out the email on Monday. I've gotten so many responses since the email went out, what I'm speaking about. And I really appreciate everyone's stories that they've given about Big Day Shabbos, various Rabbonim and Gedolim. Maybe we'll try to mention them now, get to them by name. Maybe not. So perhaps to start off, give a shout out to the Chumash here. Happens Thursday night after Maariv. The parish, we're dealing now with the parashas of Mitzrayim, and one of the things we know that Klal Yisrael was nigal for was Leishinu Malbusham. I was thinking perhaps we could say, and it's definitely Mavur from Poiskim connecting Yom Tov in next week's parasha in Boy to, as a separation from Yom Tov to the weekdays, but perhaps we could also say for the Shabbos that Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim were sitting there being Mitzarif themselves, getting ready, building it themselves as an Am to be ready to go to Kabbalah Satayra, and we see that their clothes is what kept them special and separate to be that they were lamala from that avoda that they were doing in Mitzrayim, and perhaps that's what we're doing really every single Shabbos. We're putting ourselves lamala from the avoda. Okay, to continue, maybe a little bit more of a drush oifen. One ma'aseh we will mention. Definitely remember reading as kids. I don't know if in Olomenu or something like that, but apparently the Rebbe Reb Zisha and the Noam Elimelech. I saw it brought down Chassidus to say it a little bit differently, but from the way that the Olim seemed to remember it, was that they used to go through Shabbos, and eventually one Shabbos, apparently the Rebbe Reb Zisha was very, very broken. That who knows if his Shabbos is really just a show, or if it's real. Who knows if he's really feeling Shabbos? Maybe just all the niceties that's going on around is really what's waking everything up, but it's not really Shabbos itself. So they went to the Rebbe, the Magid of Mizrich, and he said, do a test. Make Shabbos in the middle of the week. See what happens. Gan to Suda, the clothes, everything, the Zmiris. So he did it. And unfortunately for Rebbe Reb Zisha, who was always very pained by these types of things, Itaka came out. Itaka felt Shabbos. He was mamish oismench. Oismench. He went to the Rebbe. I felt Shabbos in the middle of the week. That means I never felt a real Shabbos in my life. It's just all a show. And so it goes that the Rebbe apparently told him that no, punk fakert, it's the Big Day Shabbos, taka have Shabbos in them in a way that it comes, that mamele, some of it came out during the week, but avada, you really feel Shabbos, and we can taka see how special the Big Day Shabbos are. Carrying on this note, we'll try to get to some basic halachas, but maybe just more also to give a background to the Inyan of Big Day Shabbos, and then maybe from that we could get to halachas and really understand them, have more of a feeling for them. Shabbos Kofir Gimel, it's on the paper. Amar of Hunam Yeshle Lahachlif Yachlif V'Meila Lahachlif Yishashav Gadav. Basically, if you have changes of clothes, great, change them. If you don't, then let your clothes out a little bit longer. The Paiskim say we don't have such a thing these days. It was more in their days where they only had one set of clothes. They would roll it up so it wouldn't get dirty, and also it would look less Balgaivish. It was only the Balgaiva who stayed around at their house, like it's Mavor from the Mefarshim, but on Shabbos, everyone should do it. And Rashi Taka says, Kavod Shabbos who? A little bit vital, the Gemara says, V'chibadtoy shlo yehe malbushecha shal Shabbos k'mal bushecha shal chol, that your Shabbos begodim should not be like your week to begodim, V'chihadr b'yechon kari lamanim v'chabdoisai. Like Rabbi Yechon would call his clothes those things that can be covered. Like Rashi says, M'chabdim ba'aleim. Someone could be wandering and Taka, it might be a little bit better what the She'iltis of the Gears of the She'iltis. He says, Rabbi Chai Gain says, Rabbi Yechon Kari Lamane, to have a lovish Bishabsa, Mechabdoisai. Those clothes that he wore on Shabbos, he would call Mechabdoisai. The Shiel HaShalom on the side is explains that this really makes sense now how the Gemara knows Shleim Abushacha Shabbos Kamal Bushacha Shachal. Taka, the Shabbos ticket could be Godim, used to give him covet, and that's why you should attack have other ones. Saying it might be a little bit shver, the Gemara's regular gear, so how would really know from Rabbi Yochanan to have different clothes for Shabbos? It's Gemara Kuf Gimel and Beis, talking about Rus. It says, V'rachatz v'sacht v'samtzim le'sayich, put on your clothes. Naomi's telling Rus, Amr Blazer il begadim shal Shabbos. Rashi there says, V'chia rumo ha'isa, Ella simlis miyuchadis v'haynu d'Shabbos. Shabbos dika begadim, she was telling her to put on. Marsha explains that the Dik is from Sim le'sayich, many clothes, in other words, that she should take her Big Day Chol and Big Day Shabbos, so she shouldn't go through the streets in her Big Day Shabbos, so people shouldn't bump into her when she's all dressed up nicely like that. Al Koponim, that's his vehicle. See later on something about wearing a Big Day Shabbos during the week, and this could be a riot that maybe L'Chair would be allowed to, since Rus was obviously in the middle of the week. Kuf Yadalon Aleph, The Gemara says, "Minayin l'shinu begadim on the paper minatayra." How do you know to change your clothes minatayra? Doesn't really explain what it's going on, but in a regular Gemara, you'll see it's not too long after these Gemaras. And it says, "Shenemar poshes begadim v'lavash begadim acherim." Talking about the kain gadol v'itzas adeshin, that he should change his clothes. Tanid very shmal lemedcha derech toyer derech eretz begadim shabish mekider l'rabbi amzivan kais l'rabbi. That which you cooked in, do not wear the same clothes to pour and serve your rav, where you're putting the water in his wine. There are some who say that the Gemara is referring to other things, changing your clothes for tefillah, maybe other things, but zichr, most of them agree that it's going on Shabbos. And the Marsha even connects that the Rebbe Shmuel's Bishol Bahen Kedera L'Rabbi fits with the Pasuk by the Mon by preparing for Shabbos, Es Asher Toifu, Eifu Ves Asher Tevashu Vashelu, and the Mezigas Kais fits with Yain of Kiddush of Shabbos, showing you another Makar to change your clothes for Shabbos. And Rashi, there Taka says on the paper, Shu Derech Kavin Lufnei HaMakim, that it's a Derech Kavin Lufnei Hashem. Why do you need two psukim? One may ask. Why do you need V'chibad Toi? Why do you need Pasha Begadov? So some say to have a remez min ha-tayra, pash begadav, now you have from the Torah. V'chibad day is only a pasuk in Navi. Lamaisa, why would need the pasuk in Navi? Because one may say that a pash begadav, how do you know anything? We're talking about a kain gadol there, it's asadesh, and how do you know it has any shaykhs to anything? So if we make sure to have a pasuk also from Navi, v'chibad day, that it starts off before over there, m'tashim shavas raglecha. Ben Yoyada answers that V'chibadtai is telling, you might have thought from V'chibadtai that it needs to be more chashiv and nicer. Upasha would be telling you, Ben Yoyada is saying, that Yitaka don't necessarily need that, just that it should be a change of clothes. Like it says, Upasha, that, because they might look the same. This one's dirty. Put on something that's clean. That's technically what the Ben Yoyada would be answering. So Sadeshin answers that V'chibadtai, maybe you would say, is in front of people. Comes this pasuk pashat, and what's Rashi's lashon? We said shudar kavul fneha makom in front of Hashem. See later on about if someone's by themselves on Shabbos, this lachar would be a nice raya for that it's only between you and Hashem. Tanhuma has a lashon beginning of bereshis umchayvino la nugebe vilikri bechsus nikia v'chulu shenemar v'chibate v'vgodim noim uchsus nikia. So we now see the Tanhuma's lashon, an earlier lashon, has the niceties and the cleanliness. Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Beis, Ezo Kavod, what is Kavod Shabbos? V'chulu lirchitz panav, v'chulu you wash your face, u'misatav b'tzitzis, v'yoshiv v'kavod roish, mechel akbos p'nei Shabbos, get it, you sit ready for Shabbos. Agav, that which says it sits is there, maybe there's a nice makar for the talis iron knickers and other Yushalmis that wear the talis Shabbos night. Rambam saying the tzitzis. Anyways, Ram Halacha Gimel, it's on the paper. When we covered Hashavish, Sheyilbash Ksus Nikia, wear clean clothes. He does not say na'eh. People make a diik. Vloye Mabash Chol Kamabash Shabbos. Shouldn't wear the weekday clothes. The weekday clothes should not be the same clothes as Shabbos. Ayin in Chedushi Maranulis Alevi Al Atayra, that he says in Parshas Yisrael. Another shout out for the Chumash here. He says, talking about Chaisel getting ready for Mount Torah, the Yunachayim L'Shleishis Yomim, Kibayim HaShlishi, Hashem's going to come. He says that it's only after Chaisel showed a Ritzinenu Liris Malkeinu that Hashem gave them these special halachas of preparing, and he tells it so to Shabbos. He says, I am the Rambam, the part of changing the clothes, I don't mamashima first there, Rav Shimshon Pinkus, though, in Shabbos Malkasa, does say that the first halacha that the Rav is trying to pull out is trying to pull from and show from the Rambam that just like v'chibsu simloisam by Matan Torah, so too by Shabbos, change your clothes. Agav, this sushta would fit with the Rambam saying about waiting for Shabbos, because the Rav is telling it so by Matan Torah, that also just like waiting by Matan Torah, so to wait for the Shabbos, so that would, Agav, fit very nicely together. So more reasons, besides those which we've said, obviously, that it's pretty much boilet, that it's kavod Shabbos to wear these. Machlokes if it's deraisa derabanan, depending on how you want to go with those psukim that we've mentioned. Some other reasons are the Archas Chaim and the Kolboi, both early Rishonim say that you should remember that today is Shabbos, and it's Aser Nasiyas Malacha. This is what will prevent you. There's Ramah, thanks to those who pointed out to me, in Shin Aleph Tazayin, that apparently is trying to bring down the Kolboi, but he only says that the whole day of Shabbos, when you don't go out without wearing something Shabbos dick to make sure that you don't do something asr asiyas malacha. But the real lashon of the Kolboi and the Archas Chaim seem to be saying that it's really referring to entire Shabbos and really be in your house also, that you'd have to be mechabed Shabbos by what you're wearing in your house the entire day. Just as a side to that, of that it'll stop you from doing Asiyas Malacha, I believe I recall hearing that Rav Shach used to tell the Bachur Mepanevich on Yom Tov Sheni that they should wear a tie bedafka to stop them from coming Chas Hashem to doing Malacha. Everyone's sitting there with the pens, all the regular Israelis, and the, what? The Israelis were sitting with all the pens, and the American Bachur, whatever, the Chutzlar Tzdikah, that they should wear a tie so that they don't come to do Malacha. You see, a taka works for something. Yaakov Veni says that the way you dress on Shabbos, again, L'chaira, it's referring to the entire Shabbos, the way you dress on Shabbos in this world is the way how Hashem will dress you in Olam Haba. I guess that could be either a good thing or a bad thing. Some people say that it's a school for Parnasa. Mishabura seems to point out in... All right, everyone's in now. All right, that's it. Mr. Brua, Sifkat and Vav, on the paper says that since it's covered for Shabbos, not necessarily for the people who see, therefore, even when someone's by himself, even if he's amongst Kayim, he should still wear his proper Big Day Shabbos and give that covered to Shabbos.
Does that mean wearing like a suit by a chasna shouldn't be the same suit being worn on Shabbos?
We'll get to that, but Ezra Hashem, I hope. Which clothes should you switch? Mr. Brua and many, many early others, I think as far back as the Arizal and others, say that from top to bottom, even your shirt is their lashon, you should have a special one for Shabbos. The Paiskim...
What about pajamas?
Get to it, Bezer Hashem. The Paiskim seem to say that the undergarments you don't need specifically for Shabbos, set aside for Shabbos, but you should definitely wear freshly laundered. But I did hear that there are those who paskin, and maybe some gedolim did have, I'm not exactly sure, I didn't exactly look into it, that they did have miyuchad for Shabbos. Or Nissen Karelitz, on the other hand, wanted to explain the reason that it wouldn't be necessary is because that, like we've been saying, they're a covet for Shabbos. So it's like Rabbi Yechiron, he called his clothes begadim shem mechabdim bohem. The begadim tachtoinim are not something that someone's miskabed by. He stretches this to a coat also, that there's definitely an inyan to have a Shabbos sticker one, but not necessarily, he's more going that you don't necessarily need one since you're not necessarily miskabed by it. There's even Indian for a yarmulke, a Shabbos hat, some people say even pajamas, special pillow. I think personally where this was being brought down from was referring more to switching the pillows on the chairs they had. I don't necessarily refer to the pillow on the bed. Mishabur and others say that you should have a special Shabbos talis. Those who have even special Shabbos tzitzis, I think it's brought down that the Goyin did. Like we mentioned about the coat. Shoes. Interestingly enough, the Yerushalmi seems to have a big mashmais that they did not have two pairs of shoes for Shabbos. And there are definitely some Paiskim who want to go with that. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky seems to say that those people who might not necessarily have a second pair, maybe part of their cheshbon is that it's more einik Shabbos to wear weekday shoes. It's more comfortable, you wear it more often, it's more broken in. Shabbos shoes, how often do you wear already? It might be very hard and uncomfortable for you. Maybe he's trying to be Muhammad Tzchus over there. Lamaisa, they bring down that Rabbi Yashiv and Reb Shlomo Zalman did not have Shabbos shoes. Lamaisa, many places can hold that you should have. Some say even Shabbos slippers you should have. I did hear that someone did tell me that someone from here, Miami, went to learn Eretz Yisrael, I guess probably 30, 40 years ago, and the Bachrim in Eretz Yisrael were mishtoimim, astounded at the fact that Americans have two pairs of shoes, one for weekday and one for Shabbos. Lamaisa, if someone doesn't have, they definitely should make sure to polish them, make them look nice. The Arizal mentions about wearing four white clothes on Shabbos, maybe a school for Kapar Samayas they bring down. Anyone's more than welcome. The Stipler had a special Shabbos gartel. As far as the Strimal, I saw brought down that the Kloisenberger was Masbir, that there was a gzeir of the Goyim that the Yidden should wear animal tail hats on their head to, differentiate them and make them avoyish. Lamaisa, the Yidden took that all the way and decided that they'll be mispar with it and made it into a beautiful beged, wearable for Shabbos, Yom Tiv, and Simchis. So once we're on that train of thought, I think they bring down that Shabbos is Rosh Tevis. Strimal Bimkaim Tfillin. All right, next. Apparently some literature war. I think we know that the Yerushalmis definitely seem to have worn Strimalach, even if there was more of a literature. Mishabrun Sivkat Nvav brings down about having some sort of pillow or sheet between you and a baby. It's brought down from earlier, say for Chassidim. Lamaisa, I saw there Shmuel Felder Tainas that most of the Paiskim who bring this down seem to be talking about a Benegea Meir Aglaim and other things getting on you, and therefore, with today's diapers, you wouldn't need this, but perhaps dealing with a baby who might be spinning up a lot, then maybe Taco be Kedai to be Chayshish for this line that the Mishnah Berurah bring down from the Sefer Hasidim. When to put them on? L'chayr would seem from the Paiskim, like brought down on the paper, they're on Mother Mishnah Berurah right after the shower. Some people put it on all right after the mikvah. Some people only put on the undergarments right after the mikvah, and they leave the Shabbos clothes for later. It would seem that since, if you're going to go earlier, that since you'll sweat later, perhaps, then it might be a better idea to wait, Taka, like the second side, and wait till closer to Shabbos. Lamaisa, that's really what the Mishnah Berurah seems like. The last Mishnah Berurah, who's bringing down from the Ramah, that the Ramah, he says the Ramah is not referring to the Beis HaMerech, it's going to right before Shabbos. Chas v'shalom, he says, you come to Chol Shabbos going so close, dealing with everything that they had to deal with in the Beis HaMerech. Rather, you went earlier. What we're dealing with now is that you're about to go into Shabbos. Quickly wash your Panav Yad V'raglov, and then you put on the Shabbos clothes. That would definitely seem to fit with that explanation. It's like we said, some say put on right after the shower because then you're nicely fresh and you feel it more. Some say no, that if you shower a little bit early, wait till right before Shabbos because then it's more nicker that it's for Shabbos. Some say, Lomaisa, some say that even as early as Chatzos or Plag a little bit later, you'd be able to put it on. Chayra, like we mentioned before, this would apply to the entire Shabbos. Some people seem to, I don't know, there's, you know, some case of Hashavas Aveda, some people to lose their ties coming to Shabbos Mincha. And Rabbi Rocham explains by Ritzay that we're sitting Shalosh Shodis, and Shabbos, it's already dark, Shabbos is basically over already, and we say, Shalai Tei Tzara V'yoga and V'anochav Yemnu Chaseinu, please Hashem! Don't have any tzara on this day that's basically over. What are we saying? What's going on here? He explains in a longer shtickel Torah that anything that has time, that's the best of the best in the top, that's still going, even a few seconds worth, brings rise from Navi, the Ra is waiting there to knock it down. And in Navi, you needed Amen, Ken, Yiratz, and Hashem. And here we're saying, yeah, with these last few seconds of Shabbos, please, Hashem, don't let any tzara come. It would sound like we're still holding with the full Shabbos still going on, especially back by Shabbos Mincha, Ato Echad, Shimcha Echad, Yichud Hashem, Lo'ilom Haba. We said before that you'll dress in Lo'ilom Haba the way that you were dressed here on Shabbos. L'chayre, it would seem that the whole Shabbos has one din. So however anyone would like to understand this, for the whole Shabbos, it would seem that it should apply to the entire Shabbos. When to remove them? Some people, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say right after Abdullah. Some people wait until after Lava Malkab. Trumas Hadeshin apparently wore it till he went to sleep. Midach Yisam Bnei Brak, like it says on the paper, the Chazanish and the Stipler would remove it right after Abdullah. And like it says on the paper, even at a Matzi Shabbos Simcha, they would already be wearing their weekday clothes. Maybe the Shabbos hand he'd still be wearing, but he'd be wearing the weekday kapata. Certainly a Simcha in the week. Chor, they'd be taking it right off after Shabbos in order to not be wearing the big day Shabbos on the Chol. On the other hand, the Pshul Kamenetsky says that it's pasha that you'd be allowed to wear big day Shabbos to chasen or bris because they're like a yomtiv, like it's mavur in many places, that the Ramon Shachar bring down about wearing it because it's like a yomtiv for the bialim of the simcha, and it's mutter to wear big day Shabbos on yomtiv. So, therefore, it would make sense this way also. Belsky also said, Stamazoy the Arizal is referring to wearing it the whole week or most of the week, b'kfias, but wearing it sometimes during the week would not be staring the Arizal. I guess that would be coming to answer that which the Stipe is bringing down from the Magen Avram, that it seems to be not like that. I guess that's how he's trying to answer it. There's a Berhetiv in Evan Ezra that says that Kavod Chasen Kal is Odif from Kavod Yomtiv. L'may Nafkamina, if Yomtiv comes before a Chasana, then you say, you don't wear the beged for Yontif, you save it for the chasana. So certainly Shabbos begadim, which Yontif is more than Shabbos, like we see in Tavkov Chav Tes, in the Shulchan Aruch and the Shbur over there, that Yontif is more than Shabbos, and yet you wear your Shabbos clothes on Yontif, so definitely you'd be able to wear it by the chasa as well. And like we mentioned earlier in this year from Rus on Kufya Gimel Beis, it would be mavur that you'd be able to wear the Shabbos clothes for a shidduch. Shabbos chazon. Perhaps, maybe something called, yeah, L'chair, that should come out. L'chair, L'fir, B'shon Kamenetsky, it sounds like Yontif Dikazach, and I don't know if that, but yeah, maybe an Ochanami. Shabbos Chazayin, won't get into the wearing clothes on Shabbos Chazayin. Let's say for those who do wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazayin, I think most of the world is not like that. Rav Nissen Karelitz, Tainud, that the only reason on Shabbos Chazon you'd be allowed to wear it is because we don't show Avelis before Hesia. But once Matzah Shabbos hits, even though he was of the opinion before that it wouldn't make a difference, but now he's saying that you should take it off right away. And so to Rabbi Shlomo said that because you're missing the vart of not having Avelis for Hesia since already holding Matzah Shabbos. Rabbi Yashiv made the Kisa Paskin that since you're already wearing them, it would be okay, but you would not be if you took them off, you're not be able to put them back on. I'll call upon him. I hate to call now of the end of this that those people who give a krechs coming up to L'chaim or Vart, do I have to put on a suit? Do I not have to put on a suit? They could say Kimli like the Chaznish and the Stipler, and they'd be able to just wear a tie with their weekday jacket and hat. A guten Shabbos. Yeah.